This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Avoid Probate with Jason Laidler, heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Zoomer Radio. Welcome to the program with a unique focus on helping Canadians avoid probate. The one thing everyone should know about probate is that it's not inevitable. With some planning and good advice, you can avoid the exhausting, expensive, and time-consuming probate process and have your affairs settled quickly and privately. Speaking of good advice, here are your hosts of Avoid Probate.
Good morning, Zoomer listeners. Welcome to the Avoid Probate Show. So glad you're joining us on this beautiful Sunday. I'm Jason Laidler, here with the world-famous Ted Walshin. Good morning, Mr. Walshin. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm very well also, thank you. What's new and exciting? Anything?
Well, the CNE starts on Friday.
I heard a rumor.
And hasn't been around for, I think, 2 years we've missed it.
At least. And I thought it was gone. I thought I heard someone say it's never coming back, but I guess they were wrong. I haven't been for a while, I must admit.
I haven't been for probably 10 years or so. I would go for one reason alone, which is the ice cream waffle.
Okay, well, that's a good reason to go.
I love the ice cream waffle.
I wasn't going to say this, but since you mentioned ice cream waffle, it happens to be National Creamsicle Day. And no, I didn't bring creamsicles into the studio, but you just kind of made me go there with the ice cream waffle. But...
Well, you know, every year at the CNE, they have all these bizarre food items that they introduce.
Yep.
Like one year, there was a friend who introduced a spaghetti hamburger, something like that. Spaghetti and meatball cheeseburger. It's very bizarre. It was like spaghetti on a bun with a burger. But I just read that, and then again, it starts this Friday, one of the bizarre food items they're offering this year, and I can't wrap my head around this at all, ketchup and mustard ice cream.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Well, it is.
So we have like a real ice cream theme going on today.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it just happened to be that way. I mean, but ketchup and ice cream.
No, thanks.
And mustard ice cream.
Let me know how it tastes.
I don't think I'll be partaking in that anyway. More importantly, though, today is a big good day in history.
I was just going to say, on a more serious note, VJ Day, which of course is Victory in Japan Day, named after VE Day, which was Victory in Europe, a different day. There's some debate, you know, whether it was August 15th, because hold on, let me think about this. It was August 15th in Japan, but it was August 14th in North America at the time the surrender was announced. So today is the 14th, and North Americans and the British celebrate Victory in Japan Day on the 14th, because that's kind of like the day it was, even though it wasn't the same day in Japan. But anyway, the end of the war. And it was signed on the American battleship and signed the surrender in the Bay of Tokyo a long time ago. I can't remember the year.
And, you know, when I saw this information that you forwarded to me, I mean, I immediately started thinking of the battles that have existed in our lifetime. I mean,
we weren't
around for the First nor the Second World War. I mean, we've seen conflict in numerous places around the world, Afghanistan. And now, most recently, the invasion of Ukraine by the Russians.
Yes.
And you think to yourself, when will that end? When will there be a VU day? And will there be a VU day? Well,
yeah.
I mean, it's
interesting.
True. I mean,
yeah.
That's what it is. It's a country that was invaded by another country, plain and simple.
Well, let's hope it doesn't end the way it ended in Japan, you know, with some big bombs being dropped.
Yeah, let's hope not. Mind you, the unfortunate thing is you've got a lunatic running Russia, so Lord knows what's going to happen. But well, let's not get political.
Yeah, let's not go there. With respect to our Russian listeners who are glad are joining.
Well, it has nothing to do with them. It has to do with the fact that it's like I didn't blame the Americans when Trump was the president. It's not their fault that the man is loopy.
The other thing that we should celebrate today, in particular, I'm happy to say, and I'm not making this up either, it's National Financial Awareness Day. So good sense. For you, listeners that are listening to the Avoid Probate Show. Hopefully you're a regular listener, and if not, you're going to become one. But we do, I've said this before, we get emails all the time from listeners who take the time to write in to say, thank you so much for doing the show. It's so interesting. I learned so much. I wish I heard it years ago. Of course, we weren't on the air years ago. But we are, you know, sharing a message. It's the Avoid Probate Show, and we talk about probate stuff specifically and what the solution is, and we're going to do that today, of course. We do have a very special guest in studio. I'm excited about that. We're going to introduce him after this first break. But Financial Awareness Day, is that connected to probate? I'd say, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Or more specifically, avoiding probate.
And there's been a really big push amongst educators and those who are in support of the educational system to include, you know, financial education programs in the curriculum in schools, because there's too many kids who grow up who don't know what a mortgage is and how to balance a checkbook.
And
it's one of those things that people really should know.
Yeah, I've got, as I've mentioned before, two teenage daughters. One's going to university this fall, and they're no dummies, but they don't have a clue. I think I've said it before on the show. I meet with senior citizens who don't understand why they have to convert their RSP. They don't know what a RIF is. People don't understand the stuff. It's complicated. You need an expert advisor in your corner to help you do this. Hopefully, preferably an independent advisor. That's what we're doing here on the Avoid Probate Show with our independent advisors, talking about this stuff every Sunday morning on AM 740.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good stuff.
Well, so, then let's go to a break, because I'm excited to introduce the special guest. We are going to do the new segment with Debbie Stanley right after this first break here, and we'll get the update on the probate file that she's working on, and I'm excited to hear what the news is, if there's any news there. And then we'll introduce our special guest and learn something about probate.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
Avoid problems you didn't know you had.
Avoidprobate.ca.
Avoid all that red tape.
Avoidprobate.ca.
Avoid high fees.
Avoidprobate.ca.
Avoid a long wait.
Avoidprobate.ca.
Avoid expensive fines.
Avoidprobate.ca.
Avoid uncertainty.
Avoidprobate.ca.
Don't wait.
Avoidprobate.ca.
Hey, it's Ted Wallerson for Tom's Place. You know, our fall merchandise is starting to arrive, but we still have massive amounts of summer clothing that needs to be cleared. Blowout sale prices on virtually everything, like Cohen suits, regularly $650, now $399 each, or three for $1,000. Plus, beautiful sports jackets and designer dress pants, 50% off. Check out our deals throughout the store, with huge savings off our already below retail prices. If you need a suit for an upcoming special event, we are Toronto's one-stop suit shop. For the finest outfit for every occasion, there is no better time to find the perfect addition to your wardrobe. Everything is on sale to make way for our fall merchandise. Tom's Place is open daily from 11 till 6, 10 to 5 Saturday, 12 to 5 on Sunday. Visit Tom's Place, 190 Baldwin in Kensington Market. Tom's Place will suit you.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Avoid Probate Show. Ted Walsh and Jason Laidler as well. And you can reach Jason by email info@avoidprobate.ca. Toll free, the number is 1-844-667-7628. 1-844-667-7628. And you go to the website and all kinds of great stuff there, including a free probate calculator. Now, we began 3 weeks ago with a new segment on our program, Jason.
Yeah.
Which is very exciting because it's live and it comes to you every week. Updates on how to avoid the probate. What are we calling this again? Puzzle?
Solving the probate puzzle with Debbie
That's
Stanley.
That's it. That
solving
is,
the probate.
It's puzzling to me, apparently. Debbie Stanley is with us. She's an expert on estate planning. She joins us to talk about this as we continue. Now, last week, Debbie, you were telling us that the person whose estate you're trying to assist who passed a number of months ago. You're calling him Mr. Chips. He had three bank accounts. One, a brick and mortar bank, let's say. The other two, online establishments. So you hadn't been able to get a hold of those two online establishments.
Virtual banks. They're called virtual banks.
Virtual banks. Okay. Yeah. Have you had a chance to connect with them? Or in person or in any way, shape or form?
We've had a chance to connect with them. It hasn't put us any further in the process, unfortunately. One of those online banks asked us to mail all the documents that they needed. We followed up and then they said, oh, no, we had a new person. And they said, you have to fax us all the documents. So we faxed the documents, followed up again, and they said, no, you have to mail the documents.
Holy cow. Well, what are the documents, Debbie? Tell us in gory detail. What are you talking about?
So they would like a copy of the death certificate and a copy of the will to ensure that they're sending the right information to the
whole will
person.
In its entirety or just a part of it?
They want the whole will. So we have notarial copies that a lawyer has signed, so the certificate, and we sent that off with the executor's permission, along with a letter signed by the executor saying we're applying for probate and we would like the date of death values. And now we're doing that little bit of back and forth. So mailed it, faxed it, and we're back to mail. So we'll see how that goes.
That's crazy.
The second online institution, we sent them everything. They received the package. We're not going back and forth. However, the person we're working with is insisting on the original will, which you cannot give to anyone besides the superior court when you apply for probate. That's why there's a such thing as a notarial copy, which is where a lawyer looks at the original and they look at a photocopy of it and they said, yes, I have compared the two and this is a copy. So now we're trying to educate this person that we're having discussions with on how the notarial copy that they have in their hands is sufficient.
Interesting.
Well, I'm pretty sad when you have to teach the financial institution what to do.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Probably happens all the time, eh, Debbie?
It happens more often than I care to admit.
Yeah.
It's because it says copy in it and they say, well, our handbook, this is what the person said, our handbook says it must be the original. And I've spoken to many institutions, but it's the original notarial certificate. That part has to be original from a lawyer.
And so many people are confused about what that means because they throw the term around, oh, just get a notarized copy. And they don't even know what they're talking about. And to your point, you're right. It's just a lawyer agreeing that this copy is a true identical copy of the original. I don't understand how all these people think they can all get the original will. There's one original will and everybody wants it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I tried explaining. We can't get another one. We only have one. We're guarding it with our lives. It's going to the Superior Court. So that's currently our discussion with the second online financial institutions. We just need balances just so we can put something on the application and calculate this probate tax. But we're still stuck with those two institutions.
But then I always wonder to myself, sorry, Ted, I think, what is this, the first time they're processing a death claim? Like, don't they know what the process is? Don't they get these things every day, these calls? Don't they deal with this on a regular basis?
Yeah, you would think so. I think there's a lot of turnover at the institutions as well. So right when you get a contact that you can get further along with, they are either on holidays or they switch banks and you end up with somebody completely new.
Yeah.
So what they're looking for is an original facsimile, which kind of sounds like a bit of an oxymoron. So I suppose in their defense, it's confusing to them as well. It's like, well, because you can't be both, right? You're either an original or a facsimile, right?
Right.
Both, right.
Don't defend them, Ted.
Yeah,
it's
a confusing process. But again, when we're trying to educate them along the way, it just makes the thing slower, the whole process and all the steps. So then you're asking for managers and the State Department and whatnot. I know we'll get there. This isn't our first time having this exact issue, but it takes weeks longer than anticipated. And now, of course, the family's saying, well, what's taking so long? And we haven't even submitted.
I was going to say, and this is what, the regular...
Well, this is quite fascinating. That's why I'd mentioned that I'm very excited about this project that we've undertaken because, I'm learning so much. And here we are. It's just really week two, technically.
Week three.
I think that our listeners are in the same situation where you think, well, I never thought of that. And because there are so many hurdles that you have to overcome that the average person wouldn't even
consider. That's what I was going to say. Like the average person
unless
doesn't have a chance.
Unless you've gone through that before.
Right.
So that's yet another reason why you need to consider to avoid probate so you don't have to, you know, put premature gray hairs into Debbie Stanley's head.
Exactly, or at least reduce it. As I mentioned, these two online bank accounts, his intentions were this was to go to his two children, one for one and the other account for the other. So had they worked with Jason and set those up in a segregated fund, we wouldn't even be dealing with these two accounts that are holding us up. We'd be dealing with the rest of the estate. So, I mean, just a simple thing is calling Jason and
simple
talking
thing,
about
I know. And we're going to talk about that
in the
meantime,
people want to contact you either by phone or by email. How would they do that, Debbie?
So they can find us online, which is etpcanada.ca. Our email is info@etpcanada.ca. And our phone number is 866-309-0387.
Debbie Stanley, we will join you again next week for edition number three of this
number four.
Bizarre journey that we're taking together. I thank you so much. Enjoy your week, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Debbie.
We'll see you next
week. Talk to you soon. Bye. All right.
There you go, Jason. A lot of this isn't new to you, but it is to me and probably to our listeners as well. And we hope that you're learning by this experience, and we hope you don't have to go through it.
For
and
sure.
The best way, of course, to do that is by avoiding probate. And info@avoidprobate.ca is the email address. The phone number is 1-844-667-7628. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with our special guest in just a moment.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
My name is Marilyn, and I avoided probate.
Marilyn is a good daughter who wants the best for her elderly mom.
Why is she overdrawn on her account? What's going on here?
Her mom had money, much of which was tied up in non-registered accounts like GICs, paying next to no interest, which meant
she was dipping into her capital big time because the residence she was staying in was very costly. So she was overdrawn on her account four times a month.
Marilyn wanted to disperse the money for her mom's needs using her power of attorney. The bank refused, saying the accounts were in her mom's name only, and then rubbed salt in the wound.
They pushed it back on the family and said it was all our fault. We should have been on top of it, not them.
That's when Marilyn got a hold of Jason at avoidprobate.ca. He accompanied Marilyn to the bank to move mom's money. Why?
The insurance companies now have as many, if not more, investment options than the banks have. Plus, we can also put a 100% death benefit guarantee on the account once it's at the insurance company. Anybody who has non-registered accounts at the bank needs to look into the services we provide at avoidprobate.ca.
I don't know how long my mother is going to live. None of us know. So my thing was, if she lives to 100, there'll be more than enough money to sustain her.
How was avoidprobate.ca able to help Marilyn's mom?
It's a good news story. The account is earning much more than it did when it was at the bank in a low-paying GIC. But more importantly, it's still 100% mom's money. There's no joint owner on the account, but there is a beneficiary on the account, which wasn't there before.
Which means no tax issues and no probate to worry about.
I share my story with as many people as I can, and I hand out Jason's cards to lots of people and say, call this man. He'll walk you through it.
Call us at avoidprobate.ca on the toll-free number, but call us before your mom or dad passes away. That's when we can help you.
Avoid probate like Marilyn did with avoidprobate.ca. Call 1-844-667-7628.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
Welcome back. This is the Avoid Probate Show, and I'm Ted Wallachin along with Jason Laidler. And we remind you that the information provided in this program is for general consumption only. It's not intended to provide particular legal or investment advice. Every situation is different. So if you have legal or investment questions, you should speak with a licensed expert. Of course, you can contact Jason at info@avoidprobate.ca. Toll free, it's 1-844-667-7628. 1-844-667-7628. We have a team of licensed experts on hand who can assist you with any questions that you may have. Now you have to do contact Jason, and he will guide you in the right direction. And one of those experts that we deal with every day, we're honored to have as a special guest this week, Jason.
Yes, thank you, Ted. Very excited. I'm always excited when we have what I like to refer to as one of the industry bigwigs in the studio. And certainly that's the case today. Pierre LaFontaine is the Director of Advanced Financial and Tax Solutions at Industrial Alliance, one of the biggest insurance companies in the land. We're going to talk about Industrial Alliance a little bit because that's where he's doing his thing. Welcome, Pierre, to the Avoid Probate Show. So glad you're here.
Thank you. Yeah. My pleasure.
Good. Industrial Alliance, who are they?
Insurance company that was created 132 years ago. So we're based in Quebec City,
yep.
But we're a Canadian company. We have over 4 million clients across the country, over 8,000 employees. So we're quite important. We like to say that we're part of the big four in the insurance industry. Yeah,
it's interesting because you're such a large organization, and yet you don't seem to have, and don't take this the wrong way, but you don't seem to have the profile of some of your competitors. Is it because they just have decided to promote themselves in a different fashion, or I guess maybe it didn't matter to you?
I think it probably matters.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah,
would you disagree with me? Would you agree that, say, more people know a Manulife than they would an IA?
Yeah, they would. You're right about this. Well, basically, in the past, I really concentrated on what we call the family market. So we did that, and we're fully new, basically. While we're here for 132 years, I would say in all provinces, all across Canada, it took some years to get well-known. But we're expanding. We're really moving to that. We're getting into other, of course, field like group insurance, group pension. We're getting involved also with companies in the U.S. We do some lending over there. So we're improving on that. And we're also changing our market. We want to get into more of the affluent market, products and services for business owners, professionals. That's what we're really expanding. So you'll probably hear about us a bit more in the future.
And what would you credit your tremendous success to at this point?
I would say it's just we work with several advisors, independent advisors across the country, and I would say it's our support with them and the fact that we work well with them. Everything that we do, some of the products that we have a great segregated funds lineup of funds. We just launched new insurance, life insurance products. So the mix of support and the mix of product and as well as all the work we do with our advisors, people who deal with us, I would say those are the keys to our success.
I have to echo that. I'm glad you said the word support twice, Pierre, because I have talked on this show before about, you know, it's not obvious to the consumer how important what I call the back office support is. And we talk about being independent financial advisors here on the show. We do focus on avoiding probate, of course. It's the Avoid Probate Show every Sunday morning here on AM 740. But I've told stories where I've called up a different insurance company to get some support and got crickets. And I even said to the, I'm repeating myself from a few weeks ago now, I said to the lady on the phone, and I know it wasn't her fault, but I said to the lady, if there's nobody in the office who can take this call and answer this question, I'm not submitting the business to your... And she said, don't get mad at me, blah, blah, blah. And I, so I told the client when I went back for the follow-up, I said, because she said, well, we're going to do the business here, right? We did some business at Industrial Alliance, and then for some reason she wanted to do some business at a different carrier. And I said, no, I'm not doing it. And I explained why. And she said, okay, that's cool. But the back office support, I can't stress enough how impressed I am with the level of support that the Industrial Alliance provides to advisors. I mean, I can't speak for all advisors, of course, but my own experience, it's night and day. And so well done with the support. You mentioned also the Seg Fund lineup.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about Seg Funds for a few minutes, because Seg Funds are an important part of the Avoid Probate solution. Once again, just to remind the listeners, we want to move the non-registered money that's at the bank today, where you cannot put a beneficiary on that account, which means it will get probated. We want to do a transfer to an insurance company, Industrial Alliance, for example, where the rules are different, and now you can put a beneficiary on that account, and that simply avoids what we call the probate nightmare. And if you're under the age of 85, the cost of this transfer to you is zero. We do the work. We do the paperwork. We have a conversation about what the new portfolio looks like using the Seg Funds that you made reference to. And I agree, the Seg Fund lineup at Industrial Alliance is the best I've seen anywhere else. So let's talk about that for a minute.
Well, thank you. We like to think we're the best too. Actually, when you look at the assets under management, what we manage in segregated funds, we're the third biggest manager in that way. Okay. And when you look at sales, so far this year, actually, we're the number one in sales of funds. So, and I think one of the key is, as you mentioned, the support, our wholesaling team, fund managers also, very high quality managers.
Okay, well, let's talk about that for a second, because they're not all, it's hard for people to understand, I think, they're not all in-house managed, right? They're a third-party fund. So there is a Fidelity product. And
Fidelity,
there is,
Help me. Jarolowsky Fraser is there.
Yeah, world-renowned fund managers are part of the options.
So we have our own in-house managers, of course, insurance company. We manage money, we manage basically the funds that will be used for our life insurance products eventually to pay. We manage, as I mentioned, pension funds. So we have good managers who will manage some of our funds, but we cannot be good in everything. So we'll go get expertise outside with specialized fund managers across the world, across the planet, really.
Well, I'm glad you said that too, because when someone says to me, okay, Jason, you say you're independent, why are you recommending Industrial Alliance? I often say because they're number one in investment option sector of the insurance world. And I always have to be very clear when I talk about doing the transfer and using the insurance company as part of the solution, because people think I'm trying to sell life insurance, which I can do, but that's not what I'm talking about. Yeah. I mean, I know that Industrial Alliance is an insurance company that does offer life insurance products, but in terms of the probate solution here, we're just talking about a transfer of assets that are currently at a bank, like I said, subject to probate because there's no beneficiary, and we recreate a portfolio using these funds that we were just talking about a minute ago, as good or better than anybody else's seg funds. It's not about, I'm looking at a list right here. Let me mention this report from Investor Economics. I don't think I've ever talked about this on the show before. Investor Economics, third-party think tank, does an assessment on a regular basis of the top-performing seg funds, i.e. investment options, amongst all the insurance companies in the country, and my report is last year's report. It says that Industrial Alliance had 9 out of the top 20, including the top 4, including the number one fund in the country. And you were saying just before we went on the air, the updated version is 10 out of 20?
Yeah, we just got the results actually at the end of June, second quarter of 2022, and we have 10 out of 20.
So that's pretty fresh data.
Pretty fresh, yeah. Very.
It's staggering to think that any one insurance company, any one financial institution would have half of the top 20 performing investment options.
Yeah.
I mean, for any institution to have to make that claim. So well done. Congratulations.
Yeah. So we do that. And that's when I said we have good fund managers. That's basically what we look for. Can we have managers with us who will always put us in the industry? We talk about first quarter, second quarter, quartile. I mean, so, and this is what we do. We aim at. Yeah.
Okay. I want to get back to your particular role at Industrial Alliance. You know, I'm just going to read, I've got a quick bio here. I'm just going to read the first line for the benefit of the listeners. Pierre LaFontaine has a bachelor's degree in business administration and a master's degree in project management. He's got 30 years experience in the financial services and financial planning industry with major financial institutions. And the latest one is Industrial Alliance. And I believe, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong about this, but you've spearheaded the creation of a new team?
Yeah.
Talk about that new team.
Basically, as I mentioned earlier, we Industrial Alliance specialize in family market, but we decided to expand and go into new markets. May of last year, May 2021, we launched the Advanced Financial and Tax Solution Team. It's basically a team of experts, lawyers, tax experts, chartered financial planners, who are there to look at basically situation involving business owners, people with larger investment portfolios, so affluent people, professionals. And basically what we do is we're here to support advisors.
I was going to say, it's not something that's available to the consumer to pick up the phone and call your office and say, I got a question, right? They got to go through an advisor.
Yeah, they have to go through the advisor. And that goes back to the service we provide with our advisor, the support to advisors. You have a situation, you have some question, tax questions, you have legal questions. You can contact us, our team. We will, of course, help you the best we can, answer your questions, do the research. You may have some situation where some calculations need to be done. So what happens in this situation? How will the basically everything look in 10, 15, 20 years, what will be then the impact of our plan. So we will do the calculation. We'll look at the tax implications. We'll look at everything from every side, basically. We'll do a 360 at that level. And we discuss it with you, with the advisor, to make sure that when you go back to your client, you have, if not the best solution, at least some solutions, some great solutions to offer to your client, and they can choose from there.
Well, that sounds like a very valuable, potentially, service that, you know, the information that your high net worth individual can glean from that through working with the advisor, that could be huge in terms of tax savings and, and you know, money management, investment options, all that, avoiding... not just avoiding probate, but avoiding taxes and you know, getting the answer, especially for business owners. I have some experience dealing with business owners. I can't say it's an expertise of mine, but inevitably, you know, people will call and say, "Well, yeah, I have my own business, and there's money in the business," and that's a and I, you know what? I call my wholesaler. Angelina Basra has been on the show before as a guest, and because I need help when this stuff comes up. I'm not an expert in everything, of course. Like you said, you can't be an expert in all things, but you got to have people on your team.
Yeah, exactly. So
I'm happy to make the call and get the support that you're talking about and get the answers for the client.
Great.
Pierre, how do you and your team, how do you deal with clients who are a little edgy in terms of times when the market is as volatile as it has been? How do you calm them so that they don't want to all of a sudden start pulling their money and investing somewhere else and just and everything becomes so scattered?
He says, call your advisor. That's what he says.
that could be an option. What we look at is basically, is are we still on target with the plan? So we would discuss with the client and the advisor, are we still on target with the plan? But also look at the investments that were chosen. So with segregated funds, it's possible to have a guarantee of capital. Basically, your investment is could be guaranteed if you select that option at maturity or at death. So... you know, when you have that guarantee, even if the market goes up and down and does all kinds of things like it's doing right now, you know, it brings a certain level of security. And sometimes it's just to remind the client exactly, this is what we had discussed, this is what was chosen, and we look at this. And if the client hasn't chosen that in the past, well, when we can look at it, maybe that would be the best offer to say, maybe we should add some guarantees to and some... other options on your investment plan.
I say all the time on this show that the insurance companies today have as many, if not more, investment options than the banks do, and that's including the guarantees that Pierre's making reference to. And we've talked about that 100% death benefit guarantee and how it protects your capital and helps you sleep better at night, especially in terms of volatile markets like we're seeing. And I'll admit, I've had a few calls from nervous clients because the markets have been doing, you know, crazy things compared to the last 10 years, right, where we saw nothing but growth, and that's not what we're seeing in 2022 so far anyway. And I remind the clients because I always use the 100% option. I think it's amazing. And I point out to them, you know, you can't get this at the bank either. So we're going to avoid the probate and we're going to give you a 100% death benefit guarantee and we're not going to lock anything in. It's an amazing solution.
That's an amazing solution.
Welcome to Avoid Probate, the Avoid Probate Show on Sunday morning with Jason Laidler and Ted Walsh. And Ted, we're up against the clock here. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come right back and continue our conversation with Pierre LaFontaine from Industrial Alliance right after this.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
Avoid problems you didn't know you had.
Avoidprobate.ca.
Avoid all that red tape.
Avoidprobate.ca.
Avoid high fees.
Avoidprobate.ca.
Avoid a long wait.
Avoidprobate.ca.
Avoid expensive fines.
Avoidprobate.ca.
Avoid uncertainty.
Avoidprobate.ca.
Don't wait.
Avoidprobate.ca.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
And good morning. Welcome once again. You are listening to the Avoid Probate Show. I'm Ted Wallison, along with Jason Laidler, the founder and president of Avoid Probate. And we invite you to visit our website. It's avoidprobate.ca. You go there, you'll see a free probate calculator. You can use that to get an idea of how much probate might be payable on your estate. And you may be surprised, because I mean, speaking with Jason and a number of his clients, have been more than a bit surprised as to how much they will own. You will also find a button there which will take you to our podcast, which are repeats of former programs, previous programs. And you can go back and listen to a show that you heard before that you quite enjoyed, or if there was a program that you missed and a topic that you wanted to hear about, you can find that out as well. So again, go to avoidprobate.ca, and to contact Jason, it's info@avoidprobate.ca or 1-844-667-7628. And for those people who do miss this program, this is one that you'll want to listen back to, because we have a great special guest with us, Jason.
That's right. Pierre Lafontaine, the director, Advanced Financial and Tax Solutions at Industrial Alliance, one of the big wigs in the industry. IA is certainly doing, they're killing it, and especially with regards to investment solutions. We touched on that before the break, and I love to refer. So instead of clients, I'm going to start referring to these people, Ted, I think we talked about this before, as PAs, probate avoiders. So we don't have clients on the Avoid Probate Show. We have PAs, probate avoiders. I think it sounds a little better than clients does. But
Okay.
So Pierre, before the break, we were talking about the amazing seg fund offering from Industrial Alliance, and how you guys are number one in the industry. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not wrong, you've been number one for a few years now in terms of sales, whether sales, it's net sales or gross sales, or
both, actually.
Well, that's amazing. I got to tell you, though, okay, so let me be the devil's advocate and speak on behalf of some of my PAs, my probate avoiders, because often when we talk about the solution, using the insurance company as a solution, a very common question is, my money safe at the insurance company? Which I have to try not to laugh, because I know like how powerful and financially secure the insurance companies are, like the banks. Cool. But I understand it's a bit of a foreign concept when we introduce this solution to somebody who never knew that it was an option to have their investment portfolio at an insurance company. Yeah. So it's a fair question, right? They say, is it safe? So can you speak to that?
Yeah. Well, if you think about the name of the fund, segregated funds. Segregated from what? It's segregated from the assets of the company. So it's managed separately from the other assets. So that's one protection that you have already there. So if something happens, if the insurance company fails, that money could be transferred to another carrier, another insurance company. They will keep managing the funds. The other thing that's really interesting is that all those funds, segregated funds, are protected by Assurus, which is an insurance. Mm. Insurance basically on the fund, so that if the insurance company IA fails, well, Assurus will protect 85%, minimum of 85% of the money you invested.
Yes. And we should point out that Assurus is funded by all the insurance companies versus the banks, who are covered by the government's cash, which is really the taxpayers' cash.
Yeah. Assurus is an independent nonprofit organization funded by insurance company. Exactly. So basically, all that money, that fund is used to protect our investors, really, people investing in the funds.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to really put you on the spot. Maybe you don't know the answer to this, but I'm just curious. Is the fee that Industrial Alliance or any other carrier, is the fee that you pay to Assurus for that protection, is it a percentage of assets? Is it fixed? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll have to get, we did have Paul Petrelli on the show, the president of Assurus, twice already. Maybe next time he's in the studio, we'll ask him that question. But he did say that all the carriers contribute,
yes,
to this pool. You said, it's like insurance for the insurance company, right? Yeah. And unlike the CDIC protection at the bank, which is capped at $100,000, yes, your $100,000 is also 100% protected at the insurance company, but you mentioned that 85% of the balance.
Yes.
Because when Paul was in the studio, he used the crazy example of Jeff Bezos, you know, the Amazon guy, one of the richest men on the planet. If he set up an investment account at Industrial Alliance with $20 billion in it, the first 100K is 100% guaranteed, but 85% of the balance.
Yeah.
And that's not true for CDIC. And so I tell people when they ask me, well, is my money safe at the insurance company? I tell them it's safer. Because in a way it is.
Yeah, it is. It is safer. just the way it's managed, and because Asheris is actually well built. It's a program that's very well built there to not to protect the insurance company, but to protect, of course, the people investing into our funds or products.
Right, right. And again, the insurance companies are very, very hefty, powerhouse financial, mm-hmm. solid institutions, mm-hmm. with amazing solvency yeah. ratios. And
yeah, we at IAR solvency ratio is very high at 1.3. You can mention it different ways: 130% of basically long-term debts, or 1.3, which is the ratio, which is very high. Some banks, I think RBC is around 0.9, something
really?
Like that. So, and that's good. That's not necessarily bad, but we're really.
I didn't realize how wide the gap was. Okay, yeah. So I'm glad I asked the question, because it comes up. It's a fair question. People are trying to get their head around this concept that we're talking about every week here about how to avoid the probate on the investments. By the way, inevitably, so let's pretend, for example, we've mm-hmm. taken care of the non-registered money at the bank, and we've done yep. the transfer to the insurance company. We've named the kids, the church, the cat as a beneficiary, whoever mm-hmm. you want, which is not fixed, not locked in. I always like to remind clients that can change anytime as mm-hmm. well. We don't lock in anything. We don't lock in the money, unlike those stupid GICs that seem to be so popular, especially given this market volatility. I make no bones about it on the show all the time. I talk about how much I dislike these GICs, people locking their money in for next to nothing. I know the rates have come up a little bit the last few months. And when I say a little bit, somebody was telling me they were offered 4.4. I'm not mm-hmm. sure what the term yeah. was on that GIC. It's at least 1 year.
Yeah.
It could have been longer. But when they said 4.4, I quickly pointed out that inflation's 8.1. So to lock your money in and not have access to it, and to be going backwards in mm-hmm. terms of, you know, net-net, yep. after inflation, and have it probated. Mm-hmm. And again, it's worth reminding the listeners, the biggest problem with the probate is not necessarily the probate fee. The probate fee in Ontario is 1.5% of the value of the estate based on the date of death.
Mm-hmm.
I know that where you live, probate's a little bit less expensive.
It's almost,
Quebec, if I'm not wrong, there's no probate at all, or am I wrong
no,
about that?
There's no probate. You just have to get, a lawyer's fee for $200, $250. You could get your will approved.
Yeah, because Quebec is special. Every other province and territory in the country yeah. has a probate fee, and I keep saying Ontario has the highest in the land. Yeah. But what I was going to say is, never mind the probate fee. It's mm-hmm. the legal fees in Ontario, anyway. It's yeah. the legal fees. It's the hassle. It's the stress. It's the delays. It's the liability.
Mm-hmm. It's the time, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, as we just heard from Debbie Stanley,
exactly.
who's doing that. She's dealing with a client who lost a parent who didn't avoid probate prior to their death, and now they're getting this runaround primarily from two virtual financial institutions. They're not even brick and mortar banks that you can see as you walk down the street.
Mm-hmm.
They just exist online or somewhere out in the ether there. So that kind of hassle, I don't know how you put a dollar figure on that.
Well, and her point, I was laughing inside when she was saying they mailed the documents, then they faxed the documents, and now they've mailed. What a waste. And it's just the tip of the iceberg. She's like, it was week three, by the way, Mr. Walsh, yeah. today, week three. But,
oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. So, yeah, I mean, there's going to be much more on that report from Debbie on a weekly basis, which I love to hear, and I look forward to an update next week. We got Pierre Lafontaine in the studio today, representing Industrial Alliance, again, Director, Advanced Financial Tax Solutions, and IA. Industrial Alliance also, the short form is IA. So if you see IA or you hear us talking about IA, we are talking about Industrial Alliance, mm-hmm. One of the biggest carriers in the country, based out of Quebec, but represented nationally.
Nationally, yeah.
For sure. And I've seen those numbers, the breakdown across Canada and in the U.S. There was some numbers.
We're in the U.S. Yeah,
as well. So, okay, we've talked about the safety of the money. I mentioned the GICs. Did you want to say something about GICs? Because,
well, when people want a GIC, basically you have to know why do you want a guaranteed investment, or what's really, is it just because you're afraid to not have enough money while you're alive, or because you want to leave some for your estate and your beneficiaries? Most people will have enough for retirement, and that's not why. So they want to make sure there's some left for their children, everybody you can name as beneficiary. And that's why a segregated fund may be good. Again, we go back to what we discussed earlier, the 100%
yes.
guarantee of debt.
I love it.
But also the reset option.
Yes, we didn't talk about that.
And the reset option right now, when you look at the market, it's really easy to illustrate what the reset option yep. is. You invested $200,000 about a few years ago. December, it's worth $250,000. So, you know, went up, made $50,000. It's great. Being mutual fund or segregated fund. But if in the segregated fund, you selected the reset option, and in December, you said, okay, time to reset.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reset means is that you're fixing the guarantee at a new level.
Yes.
So you were at 200,000, uh-huh. you reset at 250. Now the market is down. Your account is down to 220,000. Well, if you pass away with segregated fund, your beneficiary will receive 250,000, even though
how often can you do that in a yearly basis? Is it just once a year?
Yeah. It's once a calendar year.
Yeah.
My understanding, and it's not mm-hmm. like it's not timed. It's not like 365 days apart. If you did the reset on December 30th, technically, and correct me if I'm wrong, Pierre, you could reset again on January 3rd mm-hmm. if you wanted to.
Yeah.
The difference is the change in the calendar year, mm-hmm. and it's your discretion. It's not an anniversary yeah. date, and the advisor Sorry. And people say to me all the time, "Well, when do I trigger the reset?" And I say, "Well, I will help you. That's my job here as mm-hmm. the advisor on the account is to have this conversation with you and suggest yeah. when I think the time might be right." And why? Mm-hmm. And of course, it's always the client's decision, or sorry, the PA. It's the PA's decision
yeah.
to say, yeah, okay, that makes sense, Jason, let's do it. Yeah. And by the way, there's no cost. It's built in. It's not
yeah,
like,
it's built
yeah,
in
we're there. Not we're not trying to churn anything here. We're not earning anything mm-hmm. by suggesting you pull the trigger on a reset. It doesn't matter to us whether you do it or not. It doesn't put any money in our mm-hmm. pocket or anything like that.
No.
It's just locking in the gain. And then you get that benefit and a new floor, a new minimum amount
exactly.
that will pay out at death. And if you mm-hmm. did, I mean, I know the markets are not doing very well in 2022, but if you had invested 10 years ago, I think you alluded to this, and you had 10 years of mm-hmm. growth and you did reset, yeah. reset, 10 years of resets, you know, your 200 grand that you mentioned, it's worth $1 million
yeah.
10 years later. And that's the new floor
yeah,
that pays
is.
Out. And mm-hmm. the bank can't do that. And
no.
by the way, it's going to avoid probate.
Well, the bank could do that.
No, they can't. They can't.
But I'm saying if they wanted to?
I guess. Maybe you're right, Ted, but they don't.
No, that's exactly.
Okay. So normally regular listeners will know that towards the end of the hour here, we go to the mailbag, which is a very popular segment of the Avoid Probate Show, and I get it. Because we talk about real life stories, and we've had some, of course. We've been very busy, and I did have a mailbag here. But when we have a special guest in the studio, I want to take advantage of the fact that they're here, because it doesn't happen every day. And I was talking to Pierre off the air, and he says he's got a mailbag item that he can share, and this is a real mm-hmm. case study. I mean, again, he is the director of Advanced Financial and Tax Solutions at Industrial Alliance, so I'm assuming you got lots of mailbag. You got stuff coming in like crazy, like Santa
like
Claus.
Crazy, yeah,
right.
We do, yeah.
Okay, what have you got? Let's talk about your case. We got a couple of minutes.
Well, basically, it's a situation we had. It's somebody actually suburb of Toronto who is a retired executive from a very large company.
Okay.
And one of the benefit he had, of course, as an executive, is stock options. Could buy stocks of the company, and so he's retired. He has accumulated. He has about $4 million of shares from his former employer. He has, of course, a LIF. He didn't take, I don't know why he didn't take his pension, but took the money, put it into a...
Good idea.
Around the LIF.
LIF,
yeah.
locked Life Income Fund. Life Income Fund, so, translation, LIF.
Of about $1 million residents in Canada, residents in Florida. So about $7 million of assets, about 6.5 actually could be probated. Of course, the assets in the U.S. Is not included.
It's a different animal, yeah.
Yeah. But when we look, he called us because he wanted to know, what can you help me calculate what would be the taxation of debt, the amount of taxable income I would have at debt. So we looked into it.
Did he call you directly or did he go through an
advisor? Through his advisors.
Okay.
When I say us, I'm talking the advisor. And
that's
us.
What I thought. Yeah, I just wanted to be clear on that. Okay.
No, he contacted his advisors. So we worked with the advisors for this. And then we said, well, on top of course, the tax you'll have to pay, the income tax, your estate will have to pay the probate fee.
Yes.
And in his case, it was almost $96,000.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So what he, of course, he wasn't happy with the taxable income, but yeah. even less when we had 100,000, yeah. Almost 100,000. So he said, what's the solution? So that's when we presented segregated funds to him, saying you can do that, especially now the LIF could go and seg funds.
Yes.
You have your wife as the successor annuitant and things will go well. And then we had the bank shares, basically, not the shares from his former employers, I mean, $4 million. Basically, what we're doing, not to trigger all the capital gain all at once,
okay.
we're doing it a certain amount per year, every year.
You're selling the shares.
Selling the shares
okay.
every year
yeah.
and transferring that into segregated funds.
Wow.
And basically, what we calculated is that after 4 years, that $96,000 of probate
yeah.
will be down $30,000 to $66,000.
Okay.
And in another 4 years, it will be under $30,000 total. So
wow.
basically, this person gradually is, of course, by triggering some capital gain is also reducing tax at debt, but really yeah. reducing his probate fees.
Okay, I want to just comment on something you said there about tax at death. You know, we run into the situation where somebody has a stock portfolio, for example, mm-hmm. or investment portfolio of some kind with unrealized gains,
mm-hmm.
right? And so when we talk about the solution and doing the transfer to the insurance company and putting the beneficiaries on it to avoid the probate, the concern sometimes is, yeah, but I'm going to crystallize a bunch of gains.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, I speak to the fact that, well, okay, but our job here, what we really want to do for you, Mr. Probate Avoider, we're here to simplify your life.
Yeah.
And not just your life, your kid's life.
Your kid's
assuming life. The children are going to be the ones settling the estate. And if you have children, that's usually how it works. I suggest to people, you know, okay, eat the tax. Start eating some of the tax. Like to your point, the mm-hmm. strategy that you just described, this man's going to eat some tax over the next mm-hmm. few years.
Yeah.
But isn't that better than leaving it all? Because it's going to get paid, right?
Yeah.
This is what I remind people. It's
mm-hmm.
going to get paid eventually.
Yeah.
You can trickle it out now over the next few years,
mm-hmm.
or you know, if you get hit by a bus today, the whole thing
exactly.
is going to be taxable. And wouldn't it be easier if you took care of it for your kids, again, like if we're trying to simplify mm-hmm. your life and simplify the estate plan and avoid probate, then let's do it while you're still here with us so that you can
exactly.
facilitate it and you know what the numbers are and you can mm-hmm. take care of it. If you get hit by a bus today and the kids got to do it, it's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, mm. exactly.
All right. That's a good story. Thank you for sharing mm-hmm. your mailbag with us and with the listeners here on the Avoid Probate Show on this beautiful Sunday morning. We are almost out of time, Mr. Wallachin. Just again, though, to repeat, Pierre Lafontaine from Industrial Alliance was our special guest in studio today. Thank you, Pierre, for coming. I hope you'll come back.
Yeah, if I get invited. Yeah,
yeah of course.
It would be
invited.
My pleasure.
Next time you're in town.
Okay.
I know it's a bit of a drive for you from Quebec City. Is that where you live?
Yeah, Quebec City.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been there. I've been
beautiful
to Quebec
city.
Many times.
Quebec City is, you have to go to Quebec City.
It is, I've heard that.
One of the most beautiful places in this country. And and some of the friendliest people that she'll ever meet as well.
Mm-hmm. Just like Pierre.
Yes, that's right.
The only thing they don't have there is ketchup and mustard ice cream. And we could arrange to send Pierre some.
Yeah, well, Chad, you're gonna go get some, you said. So
take
a cooler with you and pack it full of ice.
we'll exchange that for some steam maize. How's that?
Just don't bother bringing it into the studio next week, okay?
Yeah, okay, good enough. Nice to meet you, Pierre.
Yeah,
nice
thanks again,
you.
Pierre.
Thank
and, of
you.
Course, thanks to Kelly, our amazing producer behind the glass, for rocking it as usual and taking care of things, especially this week. It was a little tricky with Ted's on the phone, so that was a first for us, and we figured it out. And, you know, Debbie Stanley calls in as well, so we kept Kelly very busy today. And once again, a special thanks to Pierre Lafontaine from Industrial Alliance, and thank you, listeners, for joining us on this Sunday morning. Hopefully you'll join us again next Sunday, same bat channel, 8:05 on the AM 740. Ted, you gonna be available next week?
I will be there in person.
Beautiful. You enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
You've been listening to an exclusive podcast of Avoid Probate with Jason Laidler. Heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Zoomer Radio. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.